From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Growing costs, research cuts, and staffing shortages are healthcare issues that are top of mind for many in the country right now, especially for the millions of people who deal with chronic illness. Some of those people don't even know what to call their illness. WBHM's Eddie Ratliff talks with people on the front lines of fighting chronic illness and solving medical mysteries.
Dr. Bruce Korf is a retired geneticist from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He spent a little more than a decade treating patients at the Undiagnosed Disease Program.
We make a judgment that we think we have the resources that might be able to be helpful.
At the UDP, healthcare providers refer their patients to the program. Then, a program provider goes through the patient's medical history and then evaluates the best tools to make a diagnosis. The UDP has received 600 referrals since 2013. They've only seen half of those patients in that time. Dr. Korf says the Undiagnosed Disease Program is like the Supreme Court. Not every case will be selected because most cases will hopefully be heard locally.
I guess that's my biggest hope, that what we learn from this experience will inform diagnostic evaluations at the point of care, not requiring complex evaluations being done in a different site.
The problem is, of the many patients who do get the opportunity to be seen by a doctor locally, they still feel their health concerns go unnoticed. Kiara Chan is a Birmingham patient advocate who is also fighting an unknown chronic illness. Chan has her master's in health science and is a PhD candidate at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, who is researching patient care and dismissals and the relationship between doctors and their patients.
I'm not just a faceless or nameless healthcare researcher who is doing this for her career. I mean, this is my life. This is my career. This is just my passion.
Chan started an Instagram in the summer of 2023 to become an outlet for people who also fight chronic illnesses. She uses her platform to teach patients how to advocate for themselves, like filling out forms, finding the root causes of symptoms, and navigating insurance networks.
The more that we talk about it, then the more that we as patients or as a society are willing to kind of stand up for ourselves and say, hey, this isn't right.
Through her social media platform, she has inspired many others outside of Alabama who struggle with chronic illnesses. Samantha Balombany lives in Kansas and is inspired by Chan's advocacy work online. She first started getting sick at 12 years old, and she grew even sicker at 28. Joint pain, extreme fatigue with nausea and vomiting episodes.
So I'd say just some of those things as a kid, I don't know if I would have recognized were abnormal, but as I grew older and I realized that it wasn't something everybody else experienced was when I was kind of like, I'm not supposed to be vomiting from pain almost every day.
Now, at 31, Balombany finally knows what to call her illness. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and superior mesenteric artery syndrome. Through her years of being misdiagnosed, she wished a doctor had discovered it sooner.
I wish physicians would acknowledge that, yes, they have more medical knowledge than I do on a lot of things, on a broader spectrum of things. They have much more knowledge than I do. When it comes to me, I'm the expert.
As a physician who has worked with chronically ill people, Dr. Korf understands that there is more work to be done.
You know, I do think people appreciate being listened to and having their concerns taken seriously.
But he says AI is advancing the healthcare system.
One of the things we've come to realize is that no one individual, you know, can possibly be a storehouse of knowledge of every possible condition. We're just beginning to experiment with that, but I think it's something that holds a great deal of promise for the future.
A future where doctors, patients, and technology work together to improve how and when patients are diagnosed and potentially save lives. Addie Ratliff, WBHM.